Schaeferman, Lamb, Hillis, Mitchell, Schultz, Hartman, and Wilson. That is the Yost Law Firm at 81 West 5th Street. Call 721-6160 or go to yostlawfirm.com on the World Wide Web.
Must you pay damages if your newspaper reports someone dead when they are, in fact, very much alive? The court dug up an answer to that question in the case of the obnoxious obituary. I'm Curtis Howard with today's Point of Law.
When you need qualified representation in the court of law, Yost Law Firm should be your first call. Since 1947, Yost, Schaeferman, Lamb, Hillis, Mitchell, Schultz, and Hartman have provided the highest level of legal counsel for individuals and businesses in the Fremont area. All members of the firm have been leaders in the community, serving on boards, as officers with the Fremont Area Chamber, area foundations, and many nonprofits, as well as religious and civic groups. Call Nick Lamb, Bob Hillis, Dave Mitchell, Tim Schultz, David Hartman, or Spencer Wilson at 402-721-6160 or go to yostlawfirm.com.
Kevin Daly published a twice-a-week newspaper that competed with the Daily Paper. Kevin didn't carry as much national or international news, but he did run more local stories and had a lot of readers. When Joyce Jameson left on vacation, Kevin asked two of his other reporters to take over her obituary notices. These notices of death usually came in from mortuaries, but local residents sometimes left them in a night deposit outside the newspaper office. One such notice said that Raina Rittenhouse, 31, had died suddenly, and that funeral arrangements were pending. The notice arrived just before press time, so the reporters did not take the time to verify. They ran it just as it was. As it happened, Raina was not dead at all, but she was involved in a bitter custody battle with her former husband. She was emotionally upset. When this false story appeared, it added to her condition. She needed medical and psychiatric care to recover. She protested to the editor. He said, "I'm terribly sorry, Mrs. Rittenhouse. We'll publish a correction at once." She protested tearfully. "But a lot of my readers won't see the correction. They'll still think I'm dead." Kevin did publish the correction and on page one, but Raina was still upset, and she filed suit against Kevin and his newspaper for emotional damages. Her lawyer told the court, "The newspaper published a completely false story about the death of Mrs. Rittenhouse. They did so negligently, without having verified the story they found in their night box. This made her extremely upset and anguished to the point where she required professional treatment. She has suffered great embarrassment and pain and should be compensated." Kevin's attorney said, "There was no negligence here. The paper did not have a policy requiring that obituary notices be verified. It was hardly foreseeable that someone would deliver a false notice to them. And in any event, the paper did publish a correction as soon as it learned what had happened, and they ran it conspicuously on page one. Mrs. Rittenhouse is not entitled to damages." Would you award damages for the obnoxious obituary? We'll find out what the court decided in a moment.
If you've been injured on the job, in a vehicle accident, or injured in some other difficult situation, Yost Law Firm is your legal firm. Yost Schaeferman, Lamb, Hillis, Mitchell, Schultz, and Hartman are known for their depth of expertise in litigation, aggressiveness in the courtroom, as well as their breadth of abilities in the areas of business legal matters, estate planning, and family law. Nick Lamb, Bob Hillis, Dave Mitchell, Tim Schultz, David Hartman, and Spencer Wilson will help get you through any legal matter. Visit YostLawFirm.com or call 402-721-6160 for professional legal counsel since 1947.
Must you pay damages if your newspaper reports someone dead when they're very much alive? Not in a case like this, a New Jersey court ruled. The words concerning Mrs. Rittenhouse's death were not defamatory in any way, nor did the paper act recklessly in publishing them. They had no reason to suspect the information was false. In any event, the emotional distress here does not appear substantial enough to warrant damages. This suit is dismissed. It's a point of law.
The Point of Law is brought to you by the law firm of Yost, Schaeferman, Lamb, Hillis, Mitchell, Schultz, Hartman, and Wilson. That's the Yost Law Firm, 81 West 5th Street. Call 721-6160 or go to yostlawfirm.com on the World Wide Web.
Marlon Brabeck and Don Peterson and Associates truly care about you and your family and our area's communities. So Marlon Brabeck and Don Peterson and Associates offer homes to grow in. Marlon Brabeck and Don Peterson and Associates also offer new construction homes or a place to build a dream home to grow in. Call them today at 721-9700. It's where experience makes the difference.
Don Peterson and Associates. This is our town.
You're listening to 98.9 and 1340 KHUB, Fremont, Nebraska, Dodge County's Big Dog. This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Capital One Bank.
I'm Peter King in Orlando. In 12 hours, it's showtime for Donald Trump and Joe Biden in the first of three debates between now.